Hey, everybody. President Trump back on the national stage. We dive deeper into his CPAC appearance and what it means for the future of the Republican Party. A Berkeley teacher union leader was just exposed bringing his kid to preschool while he wants all the other schools closed. That and so much more brought to you today by our supporters. We are a supporter-driven show. We are listener supported. So if you want to support us, please go to charliekirk.com/support to support our team of researchers, editors, fact checkers at charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. If you are a high school or college student, get involved, get engaged. I have a campus tour coming up very soon. And you're not going to want to miss it. So go to tpusa.com. Action-packed episode. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Look, the word is out. People are running. They're abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to Pure Talk for the same coverage, but at a fraction of the price. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, switching to Pure Talk could save your family over $800 a year. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get a huge discount on the latest iPhone or Android. Like right now, you can get a new iPhone SE for, get this, just $7 a month. Plus, right now, take advantage of unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And if you go over on data, they don't charge you for it. There's a reason Pure Talk is the highest rated wireless company by Consumer Affairs. Stop giving your money to overpriced wireless carriers and start saving money. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, Charlie Kirk, that's it. Save on your wireless and get a brand new iPhone SE for just $7 a month. That's #250. Say, Charlie Kirk, #250. Say, Charlie Kirk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show today. Back at headquarters here. So we're thrilled. We've got a big week ahead. Email us your questions, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Let's get right into it. Yesterday, President Donald Trump made his first public appearance since leaving the White House. The silence was deafening over the last couple of weeks. Former President Trump decided to go completely off the grid. And he allowed Joe Biden to have a month. Now, what I find to be very interesting is Donald Trump afforded Joe Biden more of a political honeymoon than the media or the Democrats did. Remember, the media and the Democrats never gave Donald Trump any chance whatsoever to govern. Donald Trump did not do any public appearances, any rallies, or any interviews for 1 month. That is the correct thing to do. Generally, you allow a new president to at least get their agenda set, get their cabinet in place, make some consequential decisions, then you could start to critique them. Donald Trump did that. What did the Democrats do? The day after Donald Trump was sworn into office, there was the famous Madonna March, where Madonna, alongside a couple hundred thousand of her angry friends wearing certain hats, she said, I want to blow up the White House. A couple days after Donald Trump took office, Peter Strzok marched right into the office and entrapped Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. And he still has not been held criminally accountable for it, and I don't think he ever will be. There was resignations from KT McFarland. There was massive chaos, but it was orchestrated and designed chaos. So Donald Trump remaining kind of in a de-emphasized role in the last 5 weeks created a pent-up demand. Donald Trump knew what he was doing by not commenting, by not making any public appearances his base and even just the curious people in the middle wanted to hear from him. And so, remember, 19 minutes after the inauguration of Donald Trump, the Washington Post published, "We are on a mission to impeach Donald Trump." It begins. So President Trump resumed the public stage yesterday. "I believe that if Donald Trump would have given a speech similar to the one he did yesterday, from July onward, he would have done better with some of the swing voters and moderate voters in some of these certain states." I'm not saying he would have necessarily have won because of the ballot process, how we count ballots, the shenanigans around how we actually do our elections, but I think he would have done a lot better. It was very interesting to see, and we'll play some of this tape, how focused Donald Trump was in making the case against Joe Biden from a policy perspective. Now, Donald Trump had plenty of kind of funny side comments on Joe Biden's mental faculties, but it was not, I don't think it was overdone. Instead, the ethos of the speech, and you could tell by how the New York Times has covered it. You know how the New York Times has covered Donald Trump's speech? They're not. Instead, it's Myanmar on the front page of the New York Times, which, again, I hate to brag, but this program has been ahead of the Burma-Myanmar struggle of any other program. They do have one picture of Trump. Of course, the picture that the New York Times chooses of Trump is one of him looking in the mirror. How the New York Times was given backstage access to get a picture of this, whomever let the New York Times backstage for this should be fired. Donald Trump gave almost a surgical speech. It was precise, had a purpose. It wasn't meandering. A common complaint that I got about Donald Trump during the election was that Donald Trump was always kind of going off in one direction and there wasn't always a theme. My goodness, was there a theme yesterday? Let's go to cut number 6. This is a good one to start with, where he says the task of our party is to stand up to this destructive agenda with confidence and resolve. What an optimistic message. Cut 6.
The task for our movement and our party is to stand up to this destructive agenda with confidence and with resolve. The future of the Republican Party is as a party that defends the social, economic, and cultural interests and values of working American families of every race, color, and creed. That's why the party is growing so rapidly and is becoming a different party. And it's becoming a party of love. You have to see outside the streets. I mean, there's such love.
The speech was energetic and forward-looking, factual and optimistic. I wasn't really sure what to expect. I did have a little bit of a preview with my meeting with him last week at Mar-a-Lago. We talked about this, and my advice, and he completely agreed, was stay focused on Joe Biden's failures and how we can have solutions and better days ahead. There were many Trump rallies that I know turned people off back in the election cycle. Running a program on over 150 radio stations with the podcast listeners we have and the YouTube audience we have, we would receive hundreds, if not thousands, of emails a week of people saying, "Charlie, I want to vote for Trump, but why did he go on for 45 minutes at this rally in Ohio about this side topic?" And putting that aside, yesterday there was none of that. You could tell by almost the media's lack of covering the speech. Have you noticed how little the media has covered the substance of the speech? President Trump gave a detailed response to everything that Joe Biden has done. A very popular position is to open up our schools now. Play cut 5.
So on behalf of the moms, dads, and children of America, I call on Joe Biden to get the schools open and get them open now. It'd be a great thing to do.
Schools are still closed. Donald Trump did everything he possibly could to reopen schools, and anyone that supports continued school closures is more worried or interested in a culture of safetyism or protecting public sector teacher unions. Later in this program, we will get to Ron DeSantis and his phenomenal interview with the great one, Mark Levin, which is terrific, and how Florida has become a model of success for the rest of the country, where these other governors who are either too weak or too foolish to realize or recognize actually how to properly govern their state. The other takeaway, which I thought was very significant, was when Donald Trump said, quote, "I am not starting a new party." That's very important. The activist media kept pumping this narrative over the last few weeks. The activist media said, third party is coming. Remember, we did a whole segment on this about how the media almost wants there to be a third party. Donald Trump quelled all of those fears and ended that discussion. He led with it. And by the way, I have not seen almost any media coverage of that statement. So Donald Trump said yesterday, I'm the leader of the party. I may run again. I might not run again. But here's what our party's going to stand for.
Look, big tech has come after conservatives like we've never seen before. My entire CPAC speech, which many of you were very kind in praising, so thank you for that, was all about big tech. Now look, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or television, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff online, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can never see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized and my network data is encrypted. So protect your internet activity with the VPN I trust to use every single day. So visit expressvpn.com/Charlie to get 3 extra months of a 1-year package. I love ExpressVPN. In fact, I'm using it right now. I just looked at my phone and I saw that beautiful 3 letters next to my Wi-Fi connection, VPN with a square around it. Actually, it's more like a rectangle. It's a beautiful rectangle. If you don't have that beautiful rectangle, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, protect yourself against the big tech companies and foreign actors and bad people altogether. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie.
Let's get to some more sound here. Let's go to cut one, where President Trump says, we'll take back the House, we'll take back the Senate. A Republican president will take back the White House. Cut one.
We've had tremendous victories. Don't ever forget it. With your help, we will take back the House. We will win the Senate. And then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House. And I wonder who that will be.
Talking about taking back the House, taking back the Senate. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, President Donald Trump made the argument to open up our schools. Now, for all intents and purposes, this felt like a State of the Union speech. This felt like a speech that was being given summarizing the current state of the country, but just from a perspective of here's everything that was going well and is no longer going well. Now, a story I just can't resist, which is a little bit tangential to the return of Donald Trump, is this Berkeley teacher union story. It's just too perfect. And it goes directly to the school opening issue. And if your schools are not open, if your children are still forced to open up a laptop every single day, and if you don't even know the names of your school board members by now, you're getting played. That's all I can say. Because now is time to really raise a ruckus. And I'll be very honest. I have been very disappointed by the lack of activism by parents across the country. Berkeley Teacher Union head says all schools should be closed. Berkeley, California. Saying it's unsafe to send kids to school. At the same time, it has now been revealed that he has been dropping off his son at an in-person private school. So the head of the Berkeley Teacher Union says, shut down the schools, not safe, but it's safe enough for my kid. And there's a deeper point to all of this. And we've talked about this at great length. Every single position that a conservative advocates, we also live. Every single position that a Democrat advocates is inconsistent with how they want to live. For example, I'm okay with building walls around people's homes. I'm also okay with building a southern border wall. I'm okay with people owning firearms. In fact, I'm okay being protected by firearms. I'm okay with school choice and sending children to different schools. Whereas Democrats, they say, we want to shut down the schools because it's unsafe. And his name is Matt Meyer. Matt Meyer says it's unsafe, but by the way, it's safe enough for my child, so I'm going to send him to preschool. I guarantee you, I'll make a prediction right now. You want to hear this, Producer Connor? That Matt Meyer's excuse is going to be that the private school has more resources than the public school. I guarantee it's going to be a funding excuse. I guarantee it. Democrats say they don't like walls, but they're happy to build one around the U.S. Capitol. Democrats say that they think climate change is an existential threat, but they're happy to go around the North American continent on private jets. Since the Democrats' worldview and the left's worldview is inconsistent with human nature, in fact, it's completely at war with human nature, they will always be isolated and singled out as hypocrites. Same with Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom says, keep the restaurants closed. Meanwhile, I'm going to go dine at French Laundry. Ron DeSantis says, open the schools, open the restaurants. And then he goes and has a beer at the Super Bowl. And no one attacks him because he is then living the worldview that he's implementing in the state of Florida. So this guy, Matt Meyer, was caught on camera saying that we must keep public schools closed, but my child can have private in-school instruction. Typical for the Democrats. They want to have rules that they live under, but that you don't have to live under.
By now, you've heard me talk about how MyPillow is terrific. And look, Mike Lindell is under fire right now. And so maybe you're going for a walk. Maybe you're riding your bike. Maybe you're shoveling some snow. You say, Mike Lindell is under fire. And so if you want to support Mike Lindell, who's a courageous American, he's a friend of mine, then there's one way you can do it. You can buy great pillows that are made here in America. You can wash and dry them, and you know how great they are. You see the commercials and all this, but look, I'm going to tell you something that no one else is going to tell you, is that Mike Lindell loves America and that millions and millions of people want to help Mike Lindell. I know, I get emails from people all the time, thousands of people. They say, how can we help Mike Lindell? How can we get behind Mike Lindell? How can we support Mike Lindell? So go to MyPillow.com, and guess what? You can support two people at once. So you can support Mike Lindell, The Charlie Kirk Show, and get something in return. You might say, how do I do that? You go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners, Radio Listeners Square, and use the promo code Kirk. It's that easy. So MyPillow.com, I know that a lot of you want to get Mike Lindell, and you say, how can I help? Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. Support the fighters, metaphorical, of course. I know a lot of you want to do that. Go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Square, promo code Kirk. It helps me, it helps Mike, and you get a pillow, and you sleep well. God bless America.
The media was hoping and waiting that Donald Trump would focus almost all of his time on the Republican Civil War, because, of course, a Republican Civil War helps the New York Times, it helps the Washington Post, it helps the Democrat Party assume a power grab over the rest of the country. I think that Donald Trump played it perfectly. He did not overly focus on the Republican Civil War, but he was unafraid to name names. Look, Senator Rick Scott, who I have some respect for, we've had him on the program before, talks a really good game when it comes to China, said that the Republican Civil War is over. And I thought to myself, has it started? He says, I'm calling the Republican Civil War to be over. And essentially what Rick Scott is saying is that it's okay for fake Republicans and fake conservatives like Liz Cheney to do the ultimate vote of impeachment with no recourse and no cross-examination. And people say it's time for Republicans to be unified. If we were a year from today, I would agree with that. But there are some very serious differences that we have to work out amongst other Republicans. And we've talked about this before. Are we going to be a party that wants to invade half of the sovereign countries on the planet? This is the position of Liz Cheney. She's never found a war that she doesn't want to support, and it's for obvious reasons. Her family and her father are heavily incentivized by the war machine, War Inc., the military-industrial complex, to send our loved ones, our missiles, and our resources abroad. This is why we got into the reckless and immoral war in Iraq. This is why Liz Cheney does not want the war in Afghanistan to end. Liz Cheney is a spokesperson of 5% of the Republican Party that enjoys perpetual, endless foreign conflict. I'm not even going to get into Liz Cheney's impeachment vote. I'm not even going to get into Liz Cheney calling Donald Trump the worst president in American history. I'm just going to stay strictly focused on the agenda that Liz Cheney represents. The agenda that Liz Cheney represents is a pro-corporate agenda. And as we have gone through in great detail on this program, is that being a conservative must mean something different than being a corporatist. The people that represent the largest and most powerful companies in our country, they have no concern about the future of America. America is nothing more than a colony for them. It's nothing more than a temporary holding place for them to maximize their profits and move on. America is our home. It's not just another place for massive transnational companies to sell us piles of plastic we don't need, textiles we're not going to wear, and get us addicted to smartphone applications that make us less human. But Liz Cheney's okay with that. Liz Cheney, representing a beautiful, wonderful state of Wyoming, which, by the way, is one of my favorite states in the country with some of the greatest people on the planet, she has decided not to represent Wyoming. She has decided to represent Halliburton. She has decided to represent Raytheon. And by the way, Halliburton and Raytheon, if they were actually put in their proper place, probably do the best job of making weapons in the world. The problem with private defense contractors is their entire profit model to deliver shareholder returns is foreign wars. Endless foreign wars do not make our country safer. Now, I am not a dove by any means. I don't think we should be afraid to show the strength of the United States military like we did against Qassem Soleimani. I think that when the military acts, it must be done with precision, must be done with a specific goal in mind, and do what the military does best, which is kill people and break stuff. That's what our military is the best at. Our military is not the best at democratizing a third world country or trying to liberate Afghanistan to embrace Western values, building schools and bridges. That is not the mission statement of the United States military. It's not. But for Liz Cheney, because she really doesn't believe in anything, she's just kind of a She's kind of a NASCAR driver. She just kind of just wears a bunch of corporate sponsors and drives in circles. That's kind of Liz Cheney. And again, she's a nice enough person. I've met her before. But that's her role in life. I think she defines success as fulfilling promises for the most amount of corporate donors as possible. Where Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or Donald Trump or Josh Hawley, they define success as saving the civilization in the country. Big difference. That's not to say that Liz Cheney's voting record is all bad. She's not a complete and total fool. She knows she has to at least throw a little bit of red meat to the conservative base. But Donald Trump read off the names of the Republicans. And I will say this. I will compliment Donald Trump for having restraint. He just read off the names with a couple adjectives here and there. This was Donald Trump at his most disciplined. Let's play cut three. Adam Kinzinger is another guy who is bought by the war machine. The Defense Industrial Complex, or the War Incorporated. Just how BLM Incorporated, their profit model is to keep us divided by race, gender, and class. The War Incorporated model is to keep us perpetually occupying countries that don't pose any sort of threat to our country. Play cut three.
The Democrats don't have grandstanders like Mitt Romney, Little Ben Sass, Richard Burr, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Pat Toomey. And in the House, Tom Rice, South Carolina, Adam Kinzinger, Dan Newhouse, Anthony Gonzalez, that's another beauty, Fred Upton, Jamie Herrera Butler, Peter Meyer, John Katko, David Valadao, and of course, the warmonger, a person that loves seeing our troops fighting, Liz Cheney. How about that? So hopefully they'll get rid of her with the next election. Get rid of them all.
Say whatever you will about Donald Trump. In my opinion, one of the greatest things he will ever have brought to American politics is challenging the neoconservatives in the Republican Party. They were just an untouched class in the Republican Party, the perpetual war machine. I just get great joy whenever the Cheney family gets called out. They have done such unbelievable damage to our country. For the people of Wyoming, please consolidate around one candidate who's not like Roy Moore, just someone that's normal, and we will do everything we possibly can to help you. I really mean that. And I think Donald Trump will fly his beautiful big plane to Gillette, to Casper, to Teton County. And if any of you are watching from Wyoming, please email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. And by the way, as you could tell, my critique of Liz Cheney, I'm not going to raise my voice. I'm not going to call her names. We have to be factual in how we do this. You see, people like Liz Cheney, people like Adam Kinzinger, they get their moral high ground when they go on CNN when we don't remain within a framework of being factual and evidence-based. If I called Liz Cheney all these different names or Adam Kinzinger, they'll say, oh, look how terrible they are because they used all these pejoratives. No, I'm going to be very clear, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. You hate Donald Trump because he threatened Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, and Lockheed Martin's ability to get unquestioned contracts to purchase a bunch of missiles that we don't need while our infrastructure is crumbling, while 78% of our black children are being born without fathers, 52% of all marriages end in divorce, 53% of recent college graduates live at home with their parents, the average student loan debt borrower owes $32,000 per borrower, and we're more worried about whether or not we can democratize the Kandahar Valley in Afghanistan. When Donald Trump talks about America first, that's what he means. President Trump also talked about, in this cut here, Cut 19, that warmonger Liz Cheney has the wrong ideas for conservatism. Again, this was not an overemphasis of his speech. It was not a primary focus, but he put it in there for a reason. And I'm glad he did. Because if Donald Trump decided to do the George W. Bush thing, which I think is a complete waste of time, George W. Bush, who ends up painting pastels, what a waste of time. You're a former president. Do something useful. George W. Bush painting watercolors. Anyway, the sooner we move past the Bush and Cheney dynasties in our country, the sooner we'll be able to get to real leaders. And Donald Trump is temporarily filling that void. And you got to respect the perseverance. I know a lot of people that listen to this program don't care for Trump, and I try to do everything I can as factually and evidence-based as I can, but you got to at least have respect for the fact he never gives up. I think that is a very admirable quality in a human being. Okay, cut 19.
And of course, the warmonger, a person that loves seeing our troops fighting, Liz Cheney. How about that? The good news is in her state, she's been censured, and in her state, her poll numbers have dropped faster than any human being I've ever seen. So hopefully they'll get rid of her with the next election. Get rid of them all.
That was so restrained for him. It was. What he's really saying is get rid of the entrenched corporate Republicans. We need to get to a party that is creative, optimistic, solution-oriented, not bought and paid for by the most corrupt companies in our country. I got a great note from a friend of mine listening in Chicago, AM 560, The Answer. He says, listening to you and Trump talk about ending the endless wars, I feel like I'm listening to Bobby Kennedy 1968 campaign. I just hope things end up better for me than Bobby Kennedy. However, the point is, he says, throw in free speech and we can really appeal to classical liberals. I think there's a lot of truth to that, which, again, as we start to challenge some of the dominant political beliefs of team right and team left, I think we're going to find out that some Bernie Sanders liberals, albeit they might want a heavy hand of government domestically, they will agree about challenging big tech and ending these endless wars. I think some of them also want to be free speech advocates. I think that trying to convince people to be free speech absolutists is something that we really need to do a better job of from just a moral standpoint, and then maybe secondarily a utilitarian standpoint. Let's get to some more sound here. Another winning issue. I love this. I wish that President Trump would have talked more about this in the campaign, to be perfectly honest with you. This is the type of culture stuff that wins over people in the middle. I'm a believer. I'm an optimist that reason will win. Reason is a gift from God. I really believe that. Reason is what separates us from the beasts of the wild. It's what makes us human beings. And a reasonable way to approach life, especially life when it comes to schooling, is to keep women and their sports and their locker rooms separate from men. This is not a controversial position. This is a reasonable position and a moral position. Play cut 24.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are even pushing policies that would destroy women's sports. A lot of new records are being broken in women's sports. Hate to say that, ladies, but got a lot of new records. They're being shattered. Young girls and women are incensed that they are now being forced to compete against those who are biological males. It's not good for women. It's not good for women's sports, which worked so long and so hard to get to where they are.
This is a winning issue. And again, I said this earlier in the program, the lack of backlash from parents across the country has been disappointing for me to see. There's still time. In fact, there is an urgent need for it. There is an urgent need for parents across the country, whether you're listening to this on AM 960 in Phoenix, AM 560 in Chicago, AM 870 in New York. See, I'm getting the call signs better. All these numbers. You have to get to know all of your school board members and email them, contact them. Am I allowed to say what Maxine Waters said, get in their face? Is that okay? I'll metaphorically get in their face, okay? Well, they might not like that because of the mask. FaceTime them, okay? Is that fair to say? Get in their email box. That's right. The issue of women's sports is a winning issue. It is a 90-10 issue. Do you see all these records being broken by biological men? Men that are suffering from gender dysphoria? Men that need very serious help and they start calling themselves women? They should not be given rewards for their gender dysphoria. They should be given compassion and treatment for that. But all of a sudden, they're competing in women's sports, and all of the young women who have XX chromosomes are now being forced to compete against someone who has more testosterone, more muscle mass. And the feminists are mostly silent. The Democrats are mostly complicit. This is what the Equality Act talked about. And I truly believe that reason will win. The only way reason will win, though, is if you're able to speak. If no one's allowed to talk, then whoever controls the most power sources will win, which is what the left desires. Email us your questions, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com and support us at charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.